USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Closing arguments have concluded in the Georgia hearing regarding whether Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis should be removed from Donald Trump's election interference case due to her relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. The key points in question are the timing of their relationship's onset relative to Wade's appointment and whether Willis benefited financially from that appointment. The judge says he will have a decision within 2 weeks. Soon, thousands of hours of security footage from the 2021 Capitol riot will be made public. House Speaker Mike Johnson has announced the release of 5,000 hours of video from the U.S. Capitol grounds. The speaker has changed course from the original plan to blur the faces of rioters, citing logistical challenges. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has rejected a bill designed to restrict children's access to social media platforms.
As much as I think it's harmful to have people on these social media platforms for 5 or 6 hours a day, you know, a parent can supervise a kid to use it more sparingly.
Despite overwhelming support in both the House and Senate, DeSantis expressed discomfort with its wording. The CDC has updated its guidelines, stating that Americans with COVID no longer need to isolate for 5 days. Released on Friday, the new guidance covers COVID and other respiratory infections. According to the updated guidelines, individuals with COVID can resume normal daily activities if they've been fever-free for 24 hours without medication or if their symptoms have been improving. There could be major windswept storms and perhaps sandstorms through the early part of the weekend in America's high desert. USA's Ryan Daniels with more.
The National Weather Service calling for Saturday's winds in Nevada and Utah to hit 60 miles per hour or more. Forecasters calling for localized wind bursts of hurricane strength in some places on Saturday. There are also blizzard and winter weather warnings in much of the mountainous regions nearby.
This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
For now, the risk of a government shutdown has been averted. President Biden signed a government funding bill Friday, extending the deadline further into the month. In the following weeks, lawmakers will need to reach an agreement to pass several appropriations bills. The legislation extends one funding deadline to next Friday and another to March 22nd. The two leading pharmacy chains in the U.S. are set to begin sales of abortion pills, possibly this month. Walgreens and CVS will offer mifepristone at select pharmacies in states where it's legally permissible. Both chains have received FDA certification to dispense the pill. That is according to separate statements. The leader of the Republican impeachment push against DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is changing course on his retirement plans. House Homeland Security Committee Chair Mark Green has decided not to leave Congress at the end of his term, following appeals from fellow lawmakers, constituents, and former President Trump. Green had previously declared his intention not to seek re-election shortly after the House voted to impeach Mayorkas. The swag bags for this year's Oscars boast a value of almost $250,000. Curated by Distinctive Assets, they feature an array of luxurious skincare and wellness items, designer throw pillows, and extravagant trips like an all-inclusive stay at a Swiss chalet for up to 10 guests and a three-night retreat at a private villa in St. Bart's. The 96th Academy Awards happens on March 10th at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.